talking with Steve Clark this morning on The Morning Shakeup from the Kiss Army Band, the coolest band in the world, right, Steve Clark?
Yes, this is true.
Now, for the Kiss Army fans out there, for just the Kiss fans out there, we need the background about the Kiss Army Band and how this group came about. Can you give us the crib note version?
I can try. This is currently our 25th anniversary tour. That would mean starting in the late 91 time frame and evolving into what we are today. It's always been a product of quality and something that's been determined to meet and exceed wherever it's left off from any point through history with it. It's now at over 3,500 plus performances and appearances in that time. 49 of 50 states, all of Canada. It's been to Japan, Korea, South America, Mexico, Hawaii, month-long events at major theme parks, and crowds as large as 50,000 people on multiple occasions. So something that I think a diehard vintage Kiss fan would find to be a fantastic evening or getaway or trip down memory lane. That's really what our service is all about. And we represent the four original members of Kiss, not just four makeup designs or what have you, or characters, if you will. We represent these guys as the legendary, groundbreaking rock and roll iconic superstars that they were and that the world feared coming to their town at a certain moment in time. So we celebrate Gene Simmons, Peter Criss, Paul Stanley, and Ace Frehley nightly, whenever, wherever, no matter what size venue, no matter what size crowd. That's our purpose, and to try to take fans back to a time that is, you know, an indisputable moment of music phenomenon. And Kiss were, you know, there was a time where the two biggest questions of the week or month were who shot JR and what does Kiss look like without their makeup. These were like the biggest things ever. So we take people back to that moment, and we take great pride in reminding people what these four guys were like at their best, you know, without all the politics and whatnot that have kind of unfurled in years of recent past.
So, well, I think that's what fans will truly appreciate, is the fact you're in full makeup, you're in full costume, and you guys are playing Kiss rock and roll back when it was, as you said, good Kiss rock and roll, and we're talking about certain years with Kiss, right?
Yes, we capitalize on the 78 peak back, so you won't hear us really go into the disco moment or any of that kind of stuff. We're more a celebration of, again, when parents were afraid of them coming to your town. That's what we specialize in. We want people to be afraid of, you know, to be more of a threat in a performance rather than a family gathering, you know, circus-like Menudo experience. We're nothing like that. We're something that's really going to make you feel arena rock, you know, back in the day when it was, you know, a thrill just to be in the environment and the atmosphere. And that's what we celebrate. So 77, 78 is as far as we go with our approach and our mission. And I think fans respect us for that.
How long does it take to get into the full get-up to be on stage?
Well, that's a good question. We don't use a phone booth, so I wish we only could. It takes a little bit of time, you know, to have the standards that we have for presentation's sake and all that. We like a good amount of time. Now, if we're at a pinch and we really need to move fast for whatever reason, multiple appearances or something in the same day, then we can get it done in 15, 20 minutes a man or something like that, and it still look great. But we like to have that, you know, extra space there, a little bit more time in our favor to comfortably get it all dialed in exactly the way we want it to be seen and not miss a beat with it.
And, you know, if you've had a chance to see the posters, the promotional posters, you guys have captured the actual look and sound of Kiss back in the day. I mean, you guys, 25 years, you've made an art of it, and you guys do it. You do it well. Folks are going to get their money's worth. The concert is at the Highland Woods Community Center, Hart Street in Vincennes, Saturday night, November 18th, we're talking the Kiss Army Band. You know, and you know this fact, I know you do. The Kiss Army, the fan club, actually was founded in Terre Haute, Indiana, which is just a short 30-45 minute drive from Vincennes.
Absolutely, and we would certainly love to see people come from that area and salute to our cause. This is something that has went back to formula time and again, thousands of times, to come back out and make that better impact or that stronger impression. So it's an act that I think everybody is going to have a field day with. They're going to love it. If you're a vintage Kiss fan, you're going to love it. If you're somebody that's coming into it and seeing it for the first time, you're totally going to get that feeling. I mean, that's what we specialize, is to bring that spirit of what you may have missed out on to the current here and now. So definitely come there with great expectations.
You're not going to be disappointed. You know, this is not a fly-by-night rock and roll show. This is the real deal. In your face, Kiss Army, the coolest band in the world, at the Highland Woods Community Center, Vincennes, Saturday night, November 18th. Opening band starts at 7 p.m. Kiss Army, you guys will take the stage about 8 o'clock. Is that right?
I believe that's correct.
And again, tickets are $25, available at Alvis Music and Sound, at the Record Cellar at Vincennes, or you can get them online directly from our website at WAMWAMFM.com. We're talking to Steve Clark, the drummer with the band. And Steve, again, we are looking forward to the show. Great talking with you, lots of great information. And just final words before we let you go for those fans on the fence about coming out Saturday night, what would you say to them?
Get on the other side of the fence and get with the program. There's only one place to be, and that's seeing Kiss Army.
All right. Steve Clark, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We look forward to the show at the Highland Woods Community Center in Vincennes, Saturday night, November 18th. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.